From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Congress has been informed for a second time by the Trump administration that Iran is complying with the two-year-old international nuclear agreement known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. The 2015 agreement was designed to curb an Iranian nuclear program to strictly peaceful means and subject to monitoring while providing sanctions relief. Australian National University analyst Samin Saikal told VOA's Vic Dabidi the current U.S. administration's position toward Iran has a level of hostility similar to that of Israel's.
But there's no question that Iranian involvement in Iraq, in Syria, and of course through Hezbollah in Lebanon, is a matter of deep concern for Arab countries led by Saudi Arabia and of course the United States and some of its allies. But at the same time, Iran has not done what it has achieved through any direct actions of its own, but rather through the opportunities which have been provided to it, particularly as a result of American policy failures in the past. For example, in the case of Afghanistan, in the case of Iraq, as well as on the Israeli-Palestinian front, where President Obama really could not achieve a major breakthrough.
It is back to crafting a new health care law as the latest GOP effort to overhaul the U.S. health care system fell apart, with more Republican senators saying they would not support a bill unveiled last week by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. The failure was the second in as many months for the Senate Majority Leader, who had to cancel a vote on an earlier version in June when its defeat became inevitable. This is VOA News. U.S. officials are applauding sanctions imposed by the European Union on 16 Syrian senior military officials and scientists involved in chemical weapons attacks on civilians. British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson also said it's a very good agreement.
You may remember that we started this. The UK played a role in has been playing a role in this for months, and people have been skeptical about the ability of the EU to focus on this. So I'm very glad to see that.
The United Nations and the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons are carrying out a joint investigation into the April sarin gas attack in Syria that killed at least 87 people. The U.S. blamed the Assad regime, prompting President Donald Trump to order an airstrike on the Syrian airbase from where the gas attack was apparently launched. Indonesia's parliamentary speaker has been named a suspect in a multi-million-dollar corruption scandal involving the implementation of a national electronic identity card. The head of the government's Corruption Eradication Commission said there is sufficient evidence that Speaker Setia Novanto participated in a scheme to embezzle as much as $170 million between 2011 and 2012. That's about one-third of the $440 million allocated for the project. Novanto has denied the accusations during a news conference. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has asked Congress to extend martial law until December in the southern island, where the military has been fighting a bloody two-month insurgency by Islamic militants.
The primary objective of the possible extension is to allow our forces to continue with their operation unhampered by deadlines and to focus more on the liberation of Marawi and its rehabilitation and rebuilding.
More than 500 people have been killed in the conflict, which began after a failed attempt by security forces to capture a top Islamic State-linked militant leader. The president's order expires this Saturday, July 22nd, as mandated under the Philippines Constitution. U.S. President Donald Trump inspected products brought to the White House Monday from all 50 U.S. states to launch what he's called his Made in America Week. On display from the easternmost state of Maine was a yacht from the distant shores of Hawaii, more than 7,500 kilometers from the nation's capital. There was a bottle of rum. Even Marine One, the presidential helicopter, was turned into an expensive prop to tout Connecticut manufacturing. The president hopped into a Wisconsin fire truck. Highlighting U.S. manufacturing prowess, minutes later, Mr. Trump signed a proclamation declaring July 17th as Made in America Day. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.